This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in New York requesting a search warrant for a location in the city where they think the suspect in Brian Thompson's killing may have been staying. Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, who was gunned down yesterday morning outside a hotel in Midtown. The U.S. Supreme Court could consider several options in regard to the arguments heard yesterday on whether transgender health care for minors should be an issue left up to the states, including Tennessee, one of 26 states where it's not allowed.
The justices could simply uphold Tennessee's ban on these treatments or send the case back down to the lower courts to take a closer look at the constitutional issues. A decision is expected by June.
That's ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran. President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee Pete Hegseth is expected on Capitol Hill again today. He has spent the past several days meeting with senators and conducting interviews defending himself against allegations of sexual misconduct, alcohol abuse, and financial mismanagement. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, chaired by Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, approved $3.4 million in financing for the City of Sun Prairie to support the expansion of the Sun Prairie Public Library. The library, built over 25 years ago, will use the approved funds to expand its footprint and increase vital community services. In collaboration with the community, the library's leadership has outlined specific goals for the expansion, which include creating new private spaces for remote workers, a makerspace with specialized equipment for STEM and art projects, and a large outdoor amphitheater. Notably, the library also plans to convert its large atrium space, currently serving as an extreme weather shelter, into a community resiliency center. Public Health Sauk County has partnered with the nonprofit organization Start Healing Now to install two overdose aid kits in the bathrooms at Spring Green Community Library. Overdose aid kits, or OAKS, are metal boxes that include Narcan, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. The box also contains breathing mask, instructions for administering Narcan in an emergency, disposal prescription packets that provide a safe solution for the disposal of unused or expired medications, fentanyl test strips that can detect the presence of fentanyl in different drugs, and local, state, and national resources for those struggling with substance use. Any community member can access the oak boxes and the free supplies inside during the library's business hours. Partners of the Richland Hospital and Clinics will host the Lobby Shop's holiday open house and bake sale Friday from 7 until sold out. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. Next up, Tom Paulswitz joins me in the co-host chair. We're going to talk about the arguments before the Supreme Court about transgender care rights. Next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center. WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to just, you know, do something a little different for this hour of the show. And, you know, as we approach this holiday, and you find yourself, what am I going to get Calvin? He's got everything, right? I'm struggling. I'm vexing myself because, you know, what do I get for somebody who has everything? And I really want to feel what this is all about. I'm out and about, and I'm going through all these things, and I'm just not feeling what this is supposed to be about. You know, as I've aged, you start realizing, hey, it's got to be more to it than just giving people things. You know, we even give things to people we don't like. We feel pressured. Hey, Calvin, I mean, you people that you don't even have relationships with, we are figuring they've got us boxed in. And so we're trying to figure out, what am I going to get for the neighbor who, puts things in my garbage can that I know I didn't put in there? here I am. I'm troubled. I'm trying to figure all this out. I'm trying to figure out what to give to my grandchildren who have everything. And I'm forgetting that it's not those things that they want from you and me. It's you. And so we are so mixed up and confused because it's a consumer market. And we've seen during the politicians and during the elections that nonstop what you see on television kind of does some things to you that control your thoughts. And so if you want to find, you know, those feelings that you used to have back in the good old days that we talk about, when the holiday really meant a lot, when we didn't have a lot. It meant more when we didn't have a lot. Because what it was we had one another. 855-752-4842 is the number. Now, I'm trying to get to someplace. So bear with me for a moment. You know, in Milwaukee, every year, this is the 35th year, there's something called a Christmas family feast. And I used to volunteer my time. I would be one of the guys working in the background. And we would roast 200 turkeys a couple days before Christmas. And we would feed 5,000 people. This is year 35 of the Christmas Family Feast, which is sponsored by the Salvation Army. It's not just for homeless people. Or, you know, it's for anybody. You know, families come down. People from all walks of life. And they come to get what money can't buy. They come to get a feeling of brotherhood that is somehow bereaved of us during a period that it's supposed to be about that. 855-752-4842. And so I'm not here to try to make anybody feel bad. But I'd love to hear your thoughts if I'm off base or not. So while you're running around trying to figure out what I can get for somebody who has it all already, I'll give you a couple pointers. Volunteer your time. If you want to get that feeling for what this time of the year is really for and about, man, serve. Find some place that it's everywhere. I don't care what part of the state you live in, what city you live in. There's some places that you can serve. And you will get a feeling that, you know, you haven't had since all of this really mattered. You know, the reason for the season. You remember when they used to talk about the reason for the season? I remember those things as a young boy. And I'm from a family of 13. And so there wasn't a whole lot under the tree. Because, you know, how are you going to, you know, my father was not a wealthy man. My father was a blue-collar worker who worked diligently to make sure that there was a roof over our head and foods in our stomachs and clothes on our back. So when this season rolled around, if there was anything under the tree for you, that was an added plus. But what was important about it all was the fact that you were around the people who you loved and the people who love you. And so you never, sometimes we've forgotten that. And so, you know, because we have the ability and the resources that many of us have, we go out and we do these things and we wonder it's just one day. And we go through all of this for one day. Have you ever purchased something, Calvin, for somebody for Christmas, and they say, well, do you have a return slip? Now just imagine this, if you will. 855-752-4842. A person takes their time, and they're thinking of you, and they go out, and they go and purchase this thing for you. I don't care if it is the ugliest sweater that you've ever seen. I think when you say give them a return slip, I think you diminish what it is and the reason, you know, that person did this for you. 855-752-4842. Calvin, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, I mean, that's the problems you run into when you're getting someone a gift just to get them a gift. Me and my siblings, we don't get each other gifts unless I did get my sister a Christmas present a few years ago just because there was something that I thought she would really like. Right. So we try to keep it to really thoughtful gifts.
It's gotten so commercialized. It's gotten so commercialized. I don't care what it was, anybody who gave me a gift, whether I liked it or not, I never took it back. You know, people have taken back gifts that I've gotten, and I've really thought, hey, man, I really put thought into it. I didn't just go and grab something off the counter. You know, I thought about the person who I was purchasing the gift for, and that, you know, maybe this, in my mind, this is what, you know, I'm giving to that person. But how about you? 855-752-4842. Our world is in a quandary. Everywhere you look, there's something negative. There's some misery that continues. A holiday like this, whether you believe in Christmas or any of those things or not, is a time. You know, what are the lyrics to that? Oh, peace on earth, goodwill to men. You know, that matters. And so you can change the trajectory of how you feel and what's going on at this time of the year, if you only understood the reason and the purpose. I'm going to continue it. 855-752-4842. With your help or without it, I got a lot to say. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
When loved ones are near, it's the most wonderful time of the
scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and to make the season bright. Tiny little
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So, you know, I, man, as a very young boy, we didn't have much. Just true, we did not have much. And so this time of the season brings me back to how much and how blessed and lucky I really was. Because we didn't have those things, but we had one another. I had 12 siblings and a mother and a father and a roof over our heads and, you know, a black and white TV, one, but we were safe. Our clothes were clean. There was always food on the table. We felt safe and we felt blessed. And so all of these years later, I've got more things than I ever had in my life. But what I've learned is things can't make you happy. I don't care how many things you get. Okay? I don't care how many new cars you buy. A car can't love you back. Things can't love you back. Only relationships with human beings, not just your family members, man, my neighbors, all these people are gone now, right? You know, five of my siblings, my mother, my father, all gone, uncles, aunties. And the longer I live, the longer that list is going to become. And then one day somebody will say, and Earl is gone. Because that's what this life is. This life is not about acquiring all the things you can get. Not for me. Elon Musk, I'm not going to be. Donald Trump, I'm not going to be. And I'm okay with that. I'm never going to be a billionaire. I'm never going to be a millionaire. I'm never going to be a $100,000 heir. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's not who I am. That's not what floats my boat. But I'm full. My life is full and meaningful. At a young age, I found out what was the importance of this life. And that's serving others. And you can find that same thing if you haven't found it by now. It's never too late. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. How are you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I love everything you're saying, and I feel the same way. I was in the profession of teaching, and I also was a military vet. And I have two grown children that make lots of money. I'm very happy for them. And we were going to draw names between the five of us, my husband and three of our children. And we were going to spend $100 on each other. And I just felt weird about it because if I got my daughter's name and didn't get my son's, and then she gets a gift, he doesn't from me. And I just felt like, why are we doing this? Because you guys all make so yes. much more money than I. And so anyways, I said to my daughter, I want to enjoy the weekend with my children. And that's about it. That's what makes me happy. Think about what I said. I'm just going to live in the moment because everything is okay there. I love you. And my daughter, she texts right back. She says, I like those ideas. I don't need more stuff either. I'll think up some ideas of what we could do. And, you know, it turned out great because they can get everything they want. And just for us to spend $100 here, $100 there, to give them something they can already buy, it just didn't feel like Christmas to me. So I just want to share that.
Well, and it is great to hear you say that, because I'm sure it's what a lot of people want to say. And yet they somehow cannot separate themselves. They're roped in, and we're brought into this, and it's almost like we can't escape it. It becomes a part of our being, about who we are. We've got to get out in the rat race and make sure that we get all these things again, because to us, that's what this is. That's what it really is about, but it's not. And the memories won't ever be about what you got me, you know. Because whatever it is they got you, it gets old really quick. And I wonder how many people, 855-752-4842, still have the gifts that they got last year, Calvin, prominently displayed anywhere. 855-752-4842. You know, we're going to continue. You can join me if you choose to, or I can do it myself, but this is what it's going to be. 855-752-4842. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo's Family Birth Suites has achieved the Cribs for Kids Safe Sleep certification, an accolade that underscores its commitment to promoting infant safety in the community. As part of this initiative, the Family Birth Suite staff organized a successful diaper drive to benefit local families while educating the community on the importance of safe sleep practices for infants. The diaper drive resulted in the donation of over 1,000 diapers to the AIM Women's Resource Center, this nonprofit pregnancy center dedicated to serving women and families in Baraboo and surrounding communities, received the diapers along with crucial information on the ABCs of safe sleep alone, on their back, and in a crib. These guidelines are essential for reducing the risk of sudden infant death syndrome and ensuring the safety and well-being of newborns. For those interested in learning more about the AIM Women's Resource Center and the services they provide, visit aimbaraboo.com. A preliminary hearing was held for 43-year-old Victoria Nahas of Boscobel. Nahas is facing one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm, stemming from an altercation with a 6-year-old special needs student at Boscobel School on November 5th. According to evidence recorded on a video camera, Nahas inserted herself into an exchange between the student and two other staff members, ultimately slapping the student. Probable cause was found, and Victoria Nahas will be going to trial. Her next scheduled court appearance is January 29th. If found guilty, Nahas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. The Boscobel School Board accepted Nahas' resignation last month. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do you have an actor you like to watch even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Coleman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of 5 nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella critics' darling Anora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it. All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Nights 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how feisty those winds are with Brittany Merlot and a little weather and wine. We talk sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Low.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, I'm going to be joined, actually, I'm going to be on Dominic Selvia's sit down with him this evening at 4 o'clock. So if you haven't gotten enough of me by now, just tune into the Dominic Selvia Show, and I'll be joining him this evening. But before I go to the phone lines, a couple other things, and then we'll go right to the phone lines. If you, you know, really want to find something, it doesn't have to be, you know, that'll give you the emotions and the feelings of really making a difference in other people's lives. It's not always money. And so we are caught up in a society that thinks people just want your money. No, they don't want your money. It's not about your money, right? We got to protect our money, man, okay? Got to protect it. Last time I checked, the coffins don't have any pockets. You know, I mean, you can't take it with you. Elon Musk is not going to be able to take a red cent with him. And neither will any of us. So here's a couple simple things you can do if you want to really get that emotion and that feeling back to what Stevie Wonder just got through saying, what Christmas means to you. And then clean out your closet. You know, you got all those things in there that you don't wear anymore. They're nice things. If you're like me, you've gained a few pounds and you keep thinking that, Calvin, maybe one day I'm going to. No, you're not going to lose it. And you're not going to lose enough to get back in it, those things that you have. So take them down to a retirement place. You know, take those things down to a place where there are many elderly people who aren't wealthy and they're not retirement homes, but they're places where many people are living out the last years of their lives and they don't have much. What does that cost you? But man, what you going to get out of that? Take some things down to a homeless shelter. You're doing two great things. You're cleaning out, you know, your space where you know it needs to be cleaned. And man, what you are doing for somebody else will enrich your life. You know, take some of your children's clothes that you know they can't wear anymore, they're never going to wear. You bought these nice things. There are people who can use those things. There are people who only have the clothes on their backs. That's what this is, you know. And listen, man, you will not regret it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for the call, man. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. When I was a young kid, when Christmas was magic, one, it was the anticipation of Christmas. But two, we used to go over to Green Bay. My uncle was on the board of directors for the Packers. And the thing was, I don't remember a certain gift that we got or anything. I remember the excitement of people opening things. But I remember the family, and I remember the magic of the family and people just being excited to get together and,
yes,
you know, play Skippo cards, which I'll never forget with my Aunt Dorothy. Absolutely. That's what Christmas meant to me. And honestly, even a couple of years ago, it was,
here in LA, my husband and I stayed here rather than going back to Wisconsin. And what I did is I just wrapped up paper towels and I wrapped up, you know, things that we do use on an everyday basis. And I don't know if it's just the excitement of opening something or what, but it was probably one of the best Christmases in my adulthood that we've had. So, and yeah, definitely giving back, working at the food bank, you know, doing things that's really what it's about. Like the guy yesterday that was killed, the $10 million guy, he can't take that money with him.
No.
You know, it's, there's something very, very intrinsically different about human beings. And that is, the capacity to love and to not hate and, you know, or to be fearful of something. I don't even call it hate. I call it fear. But yeah, I think that you're definitely onto something in terms of, you know, we as a people got to come together. And when you put, I think it's the somewhere in the Bible, when you put many people together and they have the same goal or energy, that's where the magic comes from. You know, and I really believe that. I believe, you know, when I've been to retreats in the past in my life, Christian retreat when I was young, it was almost like heavenly because everybody, the energy of the people. And that's why I just, you know, I pray for a very positive and very, you know, Merry Christmas and everything other person that celebrates what they celebrate, because it's about love. It's about love and coming together, and it's about being happy for people, and it's not about being jealous and all of the, you know, greedy things that are here in our life right now that we really need to focus on.
Hey, Tom, well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. You know, if I was up my pile of tricks and pile of tricksters, my phone lines would be lit up. But that's all right. I can go on forever with talking about, you know, the reason for these kinds of things and what needs to be done. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. How are you doing?
Good. I have a few things. First of all, you can also in Appleton donate to the community. Well, actually, it's Menasha, the community clothes closet.
Yes.
Make sure those clothes go to good use. You can also ring bells for the Salvation Army.
I mean,
and on, I'm kind of struggling this year, though, as how I'm going to celebrate the birth of Christ with the impending death of our nation. So that's kind of something I'm struggling with right now.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, Cindy, I will tell you this. You have to get beyond that, okay? You, if we are going to be, because, you know, we're not going to, nothing's going to change. He's in office. And, you know, I've been feeling, you know, down and all those kind of things. But man, you know, I'm doing what I do best, and that's making a difference in somebody else's life. And the more I'm involved and engaged in doing something for somebody else, the better I feel, the less I'm connected to that foolishness. And this is the time. Excuse me. And as you stated, there's so many, I don't care where you are, there are all these different opportunities and places that you can make a difference. Hey, go into a nursing home. And people who, you know, are there, and maybe all their loved ones are gone, and just go in and say hi. And it will make all the difference in the world. I know it. You know, I've done it. You know, even going to places where, you know, there are children, you know, who don't have families and waiting to be adopted, you know, there's so many places that we can make a difference, if we just show up. And you don't need any skills. You don't need any letters behind your name. You don't need great bank accounts. You don't need any of those things. You just need yourself. Thank you very much for the call, Cindy. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, sir?
I love your topic of discussion, as always. You know, at Christmas, holidays, or any time, The most you can give people is not your money, is not your clothing, is not food, it's your time. Your time to other people is very important. Like you just mentioned, a nursing home or a children's place. But most of all, that time, you have family, you have friends, a wife, a girlfriend, whatever, an aunt, a grandma, somebody that's very important in your life, especially with me, it's my grandkids. The best thing I can do is spend time with them. The best. I can give them a gift. I can give them a gift card. There's all kinds of things, you know, we could do. And maybe we do that to satisfy ourselves. But the real thing is give somebody your time. Because that's what they cherish the most. Thanks, and have a great holiday.
Very well said, Bill. As always, I know what kind of man you are. So, hey, Mary, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, and I so agree with you. You know, passing things on, you know, to a worthy charities. I pass things on to our space in Milwaukee, and it serves people diagnosed with psychiatric disorders. They're probably cash challenged. When we get along in our age and we are confronted with downsizing and decluttering all of the things that we've collected through the years, I just want to mention a site which, if you Google, it's called Swedish Death Cleaning, and it's more meaningful when a person gets up there in years, and we're challenged with a lifetime of collections. And so Swedish Death Cleaning is intended to help us pass on the things that we don't want so that the family member who comes behind us isn't burdened with this, with dispensing of it. Those Swedes have a pretty good idea here.
you know, Mary, your point is, you know, things are so cluttered. And what are we holding on to that stuff for? Our grandchildren don't want it. Our children don't want it. Well, I don't know. I don't have heirlooms. So if I had some heirlooms, maybe that were worth something. But you know, no, man, people can use it now. You know? And so it changes and transforms your life as well as somebody else's. Now, I'm going to continue, you know, as we are in this season to, you know, have dialogues and conversations like this, not because I'm asking somebody to do what I don't do. These are things that I do. These are things that I've always done. And these are things that kind of make me who I am and puts and adds life and purpose to my life. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. And wish you a Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, and such happiness in the coming year. Just before daylight, and all these things and more, baby. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, baby, baby. Yeah.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, I can tell you that there are so many people. I live in a community where the stresses and the pressure that the holiday brings, it's a sad time for many, because when you can't deliver, part of what has happened with holidays and the pressures of it is that imagine if you can't deliver. Imagine if you're a father and you've got a couple children and you may be unemployed. This is not far-fetched. This is reality. And you can't deliver. You know, mental health issues around the holidays are tremendous. The pressures and the stress that people have to go through around these holidays, just ridiculous to me. And so, you know, there are people who, because they can't deliver gifts, will take a weapon, and they feel the stresses so much of this and rob somebody. And just try to imagine this way of thinking. Rob somebody and then get whatever it is you got, sell it for cash, and then go take the cash and buy something to give to somebody. Now, yeah, just try to envision that way of thinking, because that's what happens this time of the year. Law enforcement people will tell you this. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you this. And it's because they feel the pressure to deliver. That's not the way it should be. You know, that's not the way it was meant to be. And we got to break the back of that way of thinking. And we have the capabilities individually to do that. And the more of us that can do that, then the predatory people in corporations who know what they're doing when they put all that stuff out there before the people you love to make them thirsty for what they're selling. You know, as individuals, we can overcome all of that. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parades. Do what, be you, right? Just, you know, do the things that you've always done. Who am I? I'm just a lowly talk show host. But I'm a lowly talk show host who knows what it takes to be happy. And I know it's not things. Things don't make me happy. They may make you happy, but they don't make me happy. They never have, and they never will. Because life is too precious. It's too important that we can reduce it to things. And if things are what it takes to make you happy, they'll work for a minute, you know. Calvin, I don't know. I'm gonna go to my the creator without ever having owned a Rolex. Am I gonna miss out on something? I'll never own a Benz. You know, I'll never own, you know, a lot of different things, you know, boats and those kind of things. But man, my life has been full. Because I know about serving. And that's what this time of the year is about. Serving. Do something for somebody who doesn't expect it. And it will give you more happiness than all the money in the world. Now, somebody called here the other day and asked me if I was jealous of rich people. And I really wanted to say to him, no, man, I'm not jealous of rich people. People who are rich, there's different aspects of being rich. Money is one. Relationships with people are another. So anyway, understand the reason for the season. And hopefully you got some out of this last hour. If not, you know, get ready for it because I got some more. Up next, Jane Madden and Greg Bach. Calvin, thank you as always. Thank all of you for listening. Tomorrow, Sandy Williams. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Center, WRCE. T. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Caribou Coffee's Faith Flynn makes the popcorn pick of the week. Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie talks Christmas events around the state. Then we wrap up with WBAY morning show host Emerson Lehman. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.